Welcome to the Weekly High Five with Same Team Partners, a podcast where we share resources, thoughts, and opinions on all things creative leadership. Thanks for joining this week's check-in, which kicks off with a quick huddle, then moves into the review, then the highlights, and ends with the high five.
My wife is sounding like she's been chain-smoking for 60 years right now.
No. What happened?
She's just been, you know what it is? Every time that she has had to have a meeting in person on site somewhere, so whether it's her company off site or she's in a sorority alumni group, or she went on site to go see a client last week, she comes back sick. And so now it's like to this point, like she's caught whatever, but it's like living with, I feel like I'm living with a cocktail waitress that's been working in Reno for like the last 45 years.
I'm sure she's going to love to hear this. Actually, what am I saying? She doesn't listen to this.
That's all to say, I know a lot of people are going through this. It's affecting sleep. I'm a little tired right now, but kind of dragging.
That's what's happening.
Let's get into this episode 35. No, 36.
36.
Let's start off with the huddle. What's top of mind for you this week?
Yeah, I feel like I'm a writing machine lately. I have a couple of client projects that are due on Monday, so I've been working on them. And obviously, we are writing a ton at Same Team. I can't wait to talk about your article this week. So yeah, just tapping the keyboard.
I think my mind's been on marketing because we're working with, we've started to work with a marketing person.
Yeah.
Exciting. Who's got a lot to contribute, like a lot more than I ever would have thought. And just kind of like my mind is just kind of exploding with thoughts and ideas. So very excited to get into that work. But it seems there's like a little overwhelmingness part of it that I haven't felt in a long time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So overwhelming. All right, well, let's get into the review. We're going to talk about your topic on AI, but before we jump into that, I want to just mention our team angle topics and, I don't know, maybe tease the fact that, hey, we're kind of writing a book on our blog. Just want to kind of throw that out there to the folks who are listening to our podcast. But this week's articles are about defining roles. So the first one is Start Strong, Defining Roles at Project Kickoff for Team Alignment. And then another one that's a little more high level, why clear role definition boosts productivity. So check those out on Same Page. And then this week was Greg's week to find an article to kind of react to. And he was like more than an article this week, but the title is There is No AI in Team, Why Leaders Shouldn't Panic About Job Takeover. So why don't you kind of summarize and let's get into it.
Yeah, so I had come around an article that probably by now, I don't know, maybe everybody's seen, but the CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, did an interview on a podcast recently and basically was saying that AI at large has not really proven itself yet. It's not really delivering the kind of value that AI is supposed to promise to give us to deliver. And he was talking about how AI companies and proponents, they will look at milestones and kind of celebrate those achievements. And he's like, look, unless it's really moving the needle, we'll probably get there. Hopefully we'll get there, but we're not there yet. And so to some degree, he was kind of validating that all the promises of AI, all the things that people say about how, especially around AI is threatening jobs. Just even a few years ago, I know that in design, designers were thinking, oh my gosh, this computer is just going to completely replace me, right?
Right.
And there's still people, you go on LinkedIn, there's all this doom and gloom about this. And here's the CEO of Microsoft who's invested tens of billions of dollars into this technology, and he's basically saying it's not there yet. And that pairs
there's no measurable value.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, that's actually key, right? Because there's a lot of folks who, well, even now, I mean, you've got Elon asking federal employees to prove their value, right? And so mm-hmm. I think we've all felt that to some degree, if we're not feeling it already. And here's one of the top titans in the industry saying that the artificial people or intelligence, you know, is not proving value. So it also, to me, though, personally, it reflects the time when I worked at IBM, which is about 10 years ago, and IBM Watson was being marketed all over as being this kind of magical little box that could just take a bunch of data and produce these amazing insights. And kind of being on the inside, I was able to work with some engineers there who were able to, you know, kind of behind the scenes say, like, yeah, it's not even close to what the marketing department is saying. And it just reminds me of how this is just kind of a repeat or a pattern of what happened in one company that's been at the tippity top of AI research for a very long time, right? So it was just kind of interesting, and it just felt like it was a validating kind of data points to show, like, hey, listen, if you're a leader and you've got teams, you know, just everybody just calm down, take a step back, stop panicking. The robot may be coming for some aspects of your job, but this thing is not ready for prime time, not even close, right? And so,
yeah, it feels a little like misinformed to say that it's, you know,
yeah,
what do you AI mean? Is replacing, but yeah.
But yeah, like I said, you got LinkedIn, people on LinkedIn in the tech journals all saying that that's going to replace jobs with AI. It's going to replace people with AI.
Right.
So,
right.
Well, that's, yeah, kind of a little bit on the edge of what we typically write about. But again, I know there's just a lot to be frazzled about, and I don't want people to be frazzled about this any more than they already have to, or they have been, right? So
right.
I'm curious, you know, from your point of view, because I wrote the article this week. We've been working with AI in like the last 6 to 8 months. We kind of learned a way for us to use it as an asset. But I mean, where do you sit there? Where do you sit on this? Do you see AI as an asset versus a threat for teams?
Yeah, I mean, so I think that teams who see AI as an enhancement, not a replacement, are the teams who are going to win, right? Because the real threat isn't AI. The real threat is the leader or the manager who thinks that people are replaceable. Like the idea that AI can't be an asset is just like fear-based, right? And I think that's the problem, is that AI can mean a bunch of different things. It can do a bunch of different things. And so that's overwhelming to people. So that's what makes it feel like more of a threat, on top of the fact that there are people out there saying AI is going to replace you. But I think just open dialogue about how AI can be an asset versus is a good starting point.
So then where do you see AI helping versus hurting team collaboration?
That's a good one, because AI can do really tactical things really well, right? Like AI can summarize a meeting for you, but it can't replace or replicate the conversation that you have in that meeting, or the value of that meeting, or the ideas that come out of that meeting. So I think it's like you kind of have to just be careful about what you delegate to AI, and make sure that, and I think your point in the article is like, we're humans, right? Like there's always going to be a human focus, and that human focus isn't just about connections, like personal connections and like emotionally charged language. It's about collaboration and ideas and discussion and tactical steps that it takes to arrive at better ideas, like things that AI just cannot do.
Right. And trust, right? Trust is a big one.
Trust. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So how would you, you know, kind of considering all this, how would you advise or suggest to leaders how they should consider talking to their team about AI? You know, what is that conversation that they can have, maybe should have?
I mean, I think it depends on what industry you're in and what types of teams you lead. But I think the worst thing you can do as a leader is ignore the fact that AI is there, right? Like, pretend that AI is going to be a problem for you. I think the second kind of worst thing you can do is act like AI is the answer to everything. So there's a little bit of a balance, I think, is what I'm saying, is I would encourage any leader, like I said earlier, to discuss AI with their team in a very open way. Share your point of view. Understand how your team feels about AI. How they're using it personally can be really interesting. It's an interesting conversation to have with the team. I recently did that. And then maybe even hear them out on like what their fears are or what they even see as opportunities that the team might be missing out on for using AI. So to me, it's really about embracing it at this point. There's so much unknown and there's so much potential and opportunity that if you're not having a conversation with your team about AI, I think you're missing out. And that's our thing, right? Better conversations, better teams start with conversations. So it's definitely a good conversation to have.
Yeah. Well, we'll wrap this up. If you haven't read it yet, please go to the website and take a look at the article. And of course, if you have thoughts, let us know, chime in, send us a note. I'd also like to add too, we have an incredible t-shirt available for sale
that
says there's no AI in team. So go check that out. All right, let's get into this week's ask. What are we asking our lovely listeners to tweet?
Yeah. So I kind of want to explain our new offering that we are really just launching. So we have two, I think, really good events coming up to help level up your one-on-ones, because we are about to launch another playbook on great one-on-ones. So we're doing two different types of events. We're doing what we call a huddle and then what we call a power play. So let me kind of explain those. So the first one is the huddle. It's Master Your One-on-Ones. That's happening on March 12th at noon Eastern. It's free. It's an interactive 30-minute, what we're calling maybe a community session, where we're going to share some best practices from our playbook, answer some questions, have some conversation, all centered around the idea of making your one-on-ones more productive and meaningful. Then on March 26th at noon Eastern, we're running a power play called Elevating Your One-on-Ones for Impact. And this one is a hands-on paid workshop, and it'll be filled with strategies and exercises to really take your one-on-ones from routine to more game-changing, meaningful conversations. And the playbook will help with that, and the tools in the playbook will help with that too. So if you want better conversations, if you want more alignment, if you want stronger leadership, keep following along, Same Team Partners, but definitely register for those workshops, sameteampartners.com.
Yeah, that workshop, I just want to add that, one, these are world-class events, because we know how to put on world-class events. But that workshop, the Power Play workshop on elevating your one-on-ones, that is the missing manual that most leaders don't get on how to have productive one-on-one conversations, the kind of one-on-ones that keep your employees engaged and hopeful and feel cared for. So, yeah. It's come one, come 200.
Join us. All right, yes. Let's get into the hit list. So what are we reading, listening to, and watching this week? You're up first.
So my first is reading, and I came across a book called Right Leader, Right Time by Robert Jordan and Olivia Wagner. And it's an interesting book that kind of talks about the different types of roles that leaders can have or should have, and when is the right time to do that role, perform that role for your team. So I'm not sure exactly, like, this just came in hot just a couple of days ago to me, still getting through some of it, but I like this idea. Peter Merholtz has talked about four different kinds of leaders. This isn't so much about leadership style. It's more of the different perspective, the different lens you need to have when the job calls for a different kind of leadership.
Cool. My first reading is similar to your article, actually. AI Will Replace You, leaders who refuse to evolve will be left behind by Lolly Daskal. So it's funny because it's like a very, it's kind of a clickbaity title, but her points are all the same as yours. I found this one through Matthew Fox in the Digital PM Slack community. It's a pretty good one. Yeah.
So my next one is listening, and it is, you know, Severance the show, right? Apple. They took the score and worked with Odisha, which is an EDM electronic dance band here in Washington. And anyway, they recorded, I don't know how they did this, they recorded an 8-hour session. And it's there for, quote, designed for 8 hours of focus, perfect for your innies workday. It's good, though. I've been playing it this week. Good.
I will check that out. Yeah. Is that that's streaming?
It's on YouTube. I can't. Okay. It's weird. It's on YouTube. I can't find
it. 8 hours. 8-hour recording.
Yeah. But
cool.
Set
well,
it, forget.
My listening this week is a little bit different from that, but also a little bit different from what I usually listen to. It's Alligator Bites Never Heal by Dochi. And so I don't, like a few, maybe a month or two back, you were listening to A Tribe Called Quest.
Yes.
I think that if you like A Tribe Called Quest, you would probably like this album because it's very 90s hip hop reminiscent in some ways. I like it. Yeah, it's really
good. It's not like hip hop from the bayou.
No. She's super talented, though. You should check her out.
Okay, I will check it out. So I got my watching. I have to admit, I saw you put this in our show tracker and I was like, dang it, I'm going to do that too because I'm watching it just like you, just at the same time even. I think this is like a first.
Do you also fall asleep during the first episode?
No, how could you fall asleep during this?
I did. What? I don't know. I'm watching it, but
dude.
Jury's out. Jury's it's out.
Season 3 of The White Lotus.
Yes.
Like, you know people are going to die, right? So how could you fall asleep with like, what's going to happen to these people? Not like if they're going to die, but how are they going to die? It's like, what's the setup?
It's what I do.
Whatever.
Just what I do.
All right. Well, let's get into our last segment, the high five. What are you high-fiving this week?
I am high-fiving the huddle and the power play. Yeah. I'm excited. We have a new thing out, a new playbook coming out. Like we're getting it together week by week.
I'll high five that. It feels really good to have those things up and out. And we'll be talking about those next week.
Awesome. All right. Well, have an excellent weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Weekly High Five. Like what you're hearing? Visit scene.com.